Our next game is about the United States. I'm Canadian, so the first time I heard the President's State of the Union, I thought it was like an award. Let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Alair Cumin. You're from Durham, North Carolina.
I am.
And you're a data analyst in metabolomics. Did I say it right?
Metabolomics.
Oh my God, I said it totally wrong. What is that?
So what we do is we will get a biological sample and we'll find like all of the metabolites that are being produced. So like we always produce things in our bodies like lactic acid, you know, we have glucose in our bloodstream, things like that. And we basically find all of that in samples. And cancer research is a big area for it. But even things like the gut microbiome, we're learning more and more about the relationship between microbiology and metabolites.
Yeah. Any tips for for the average person just trying to live better?
A lot of what we're seeing right now is a lot of the money you spend on probiotics is useless. So
okay, so you know, no more
you're basically taking expensive sugar pills. So.
Well, I've got a lot of things to throw away when I get home. Okay, Alair, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Catherine Brower. You teach art and theater to children from kindergarten to the eighth grade. As an art teacher to young kids, are you like, oh my God, you might be the next star, or is your goal something totally different?
I have two goals in both theater and art, and they are to have the children like themselves and to have them like what they are doing. Actually, sorry, it's three goals. And then to really like art and to really like theater.
Yeah.
So it's, do you like what you're doing and are you happy with this? Great, then we all win. So it's all good.
Catherine, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Remember, Alair and Catherine, whoever gets more points after two games will go to our final round. So this high concept word game is called This Is United States. Every answer is a phrase that begins with a two-letter word or initialism. That is the same as a two-letter abbreviation for a U.S. state or territory. So your job is to replace those two letters with the full name of the state or territory.
So, for instance, if I said, this Today Show weatherman gives the temperature in all 50 states, starting with the first one alphabetically, you would answer Alabama Roker, taking Al Roker and replacing A-L with Alabama.
Here we go. Turns out Duke University's Blue Devils work too blue. That's why the Motion Picture Association of America gave this state the movie rating that replaced X for adult-only content. Catherine.
And North Carolina 17.
Yes!
I'm sorry, she's from North Carolina.
That's right, I know.
Well, no, it's okay.
Sometimes this is how we know we're all together.
It's an ensemble piece.
That's right, we're together.
This just in, you might be a mudcat if you live in the Magnolia State. Stay tuned to Rachel Maddow on this cable news network for more. Alair.
Mississippi NBC.
That's right.
It's the second smallest state, the first state to ratify the Constitution, and has zero sales tax. Me, myself, and I want our favorite 90s rap trio to play there. Catherine.
Run Delaware MC?
Not what we're looking for, but a very good idea. Alair, can you steal?
Run North Dakota MC?
Oh, I know what it is now.
Okay, you're both not getting a point, but you want to just say what you...
It's Delaware LaSalle.
Yeah,
I hate myself.
Don't hate yourself.
Wait, you just broke your own rule number two.
Yeah, that's right.
Catherine, how are you going to teach these kids to love themselves?
Got to lead by example.
I'll do better.
One little thing goes wrong and suddenly you're way off the rails.
Please don't
believe
put that
in
on
you,
the radio.
Catherine. I believe in you.
Thanks.
Show me a state that's the birthplace of Mark Twain, home to the Gateway Arch, and features prominently in Biggie's song about the perils of financial success. Alair.
Missouri money, more problems?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That's great.
This northern state has it all. Great cars, great lakes, and the great British Secret Intelligence Service. Hilaire.
Michigan 6.
Yeah, that's right. MI6. Mm.
This is your last clue. This state is sick of being known for the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. They'd rather take credit for a 1997 Radiohead album. Hilaire.
Oklahoma Computer.
That's right. Congratulations. Well done. And Hilaire is in the lead. Coming up, we have comedian Marina Franklin, who's been in Trainwreck and Crashing, but in this case, that means she's doing great. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.